fresh. Why I had to write this book. I did not plan to write this book. It was not born out of ambition or a desire to add another title to my name. It was born out of grief, out of concern, and out of love. Over the years I have watched a pattern grow in the body of Christ, especially among younger believers and emerging leaders. I have watched people encounter God genuinely, burn brightly for a season, receive gifts, receive opportunities, and then slowly lose their way. Not because they were evil, not because they were lazy, but because they were unformed. I have watched sons drift into independence too early. I have watched gifted people reject process. I have watched callings collapse under the weight of unbuilt character. I have watched people confuse anointing with maturity and opportunity with readiness. And in all of this, I began to hear a quiet question in my heart.
Where are the sons?
Not where are the gifted.
Not where are the loud.
Not where are the visible.
Where are the sons?
Because sons carry something deeper than gifting. They carry identity. They carry weight. They carry continuity. They carry the heart of the Father. They carry the heart of the Father. This book is my response to that question. It is written for those who love God sincerely but feel unsettled inside. For those who know they are called but do not yet feel formed. For those who are tired of surviving on spiritual milk and are hungry for substance. For those who want inheritance, not just information. For those who want to walk with God, not just work for Him. It is also written for fathers, for leaders who want to raise people, not use them. For pastors who want to build sons, not just crowds. For mentors who want to leave legacies, not just platforms. This is not a book about control. It is not a book about hierarchy. It is not a book about submission without thought. It is a book about formation, about how God takes children and turns them into sons. About how sons are built in private before they are revealed in public. About how inheritance flows through alignment, not ambition. About how authority grows out of responsibility. About how identity must come before assignment. I, where are the sons? Where are the sons? I have seen what happens when this process is honored. I have also seen what happens when it is skipped. I have seen people rise too fast and crash too hard. I have seen people with real callings lose their way because they refuse to be formed. I have seen people abandon fathers before they were ready to become fathers themselves. And I have also seen sons who stayed, who grew quietly, who endured correction, who embraced process, who walked in humility, who learned before they led. And I have seen those sons become pillars. This book is not written in anger. It is written in hope.